Thanks for listening to HF24. This is our 24-hour channel where you can get a little bit of the Heidi and Frank show. And maybe a little bit of After Hours in there, too. They're sprinkling a little bit of all of us in there.
A little sample.
A little bit of all of us in there. But this is not all that you can possibly get. Be sure and go to HeidiandFrank.com and sign up for a premium membership. That way you can get us every single weekday, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time, webcast, broadcast, and you can get us on demand anytime you want. Thank you for listening to HF24, but that's not it. Eric in Asheville, North Carolina is calling to talk about piss.
All right.
I have a piss story, too. It's going to kind of... this is more going to be directed at Shmee, since I didn't know he was so grossed out by urine. But, hey, Eric.
Hey, Shmee, the reason the pussy tastes good is because of the piss.
Oh!
Yeah, ever think about that?
Maybe it's the pee and pussy that makes it so good.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, I clean for a living, and I've been doing it for nearly 20 years now. And I want to tell you that men and women both have turned into the nastiest creatures. Men can't piss in a urinal. Every night I go to clean, I clean at this one place that should be a place that employs, you know, people who have good salaries.
Yeah.
And every night there is just piss all over the floor. It's all over the toilet seat. And women, oh, my God. Heidi, how did you ever deal with pulling those nasty twat rockets out?
Oh,
meaning tampons.
Like,
obviously, women will just take out
tampons. I never heard that before.
Throw them against the ground.
Well, see, I was never that chick. I'm a human being, not an animal, and I would kindly flush it if you're in public, because who gives a shit? But at home, you wrap that up, you have a little plastic, you wrap it up, you throw.
You said you've been a janitor or a cleaner guy for 20 years?
Yeah, I've been doing it 20 years.
You've seen it all.
So he's saying, like, 2 decades ago when he first started, people were polite. And I think that we've been now convinced that there's a super bug out there with all the bacteria soaps and all this other shit. And nobody wants to touch anything or clean anything. So it's like, if there's piss or something, you don't even clean up after yourself. Like, you're scared of your own piss. Where it's like, you were taught to wipe the seat. Now it's just like, oh, big deal. I pissed on the, I'm not going to raise the seat because I don't want to touch the seat. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I think that we've been brainwashed to think that we're all just so fragile creatures. We've been here a long fucking time. We're the dirtiest thing on this planet, by the way.
That is true.
Besides the dung beetle. The dung beetle probably has us beat. But we are the dirtiest creatures
on
this planet.
But of the dung beetles, do you think there are dung beetles that are like, that bitch is nasty?
Yeah.
Did you see what she was doing? She ate the fucking corn out of it.
I'd hate to be the dung beetle that no one wants to eat my pussy.
All right. I just wanted to tell you how nasty people are.
Thank you, Eric. Eric, you a VIP?
I've been a VIP right since the beginning. I discovered you guys when you still had Frosty.
Yeah.
And I loved Shmee's right from the get-go, and I just wish Shmee's... Oh, hey, I had an idea for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. We're never going to know what you wish Shmee's wanted, though.
I know what you wish.
I guess it's the idea.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
How about you introduce Stephen Shirley to Gay Devil?
Oh, God.
Stephen Shirley and Gay Devil should be like the cartoon.
Yeah, sure.
Gay Devil.
You haven't done Gay Devil in a long time.
He sounds a little bit like Gay Devil's straight brother.
Who, me?
No, the Eric on the phone.
Oh.
Well, I am gay, so.
No.
Well, there's a twist-a-roo.
So do you ever, like, go into the men's bathroom and rub your face all over the toilet seat?
No, I don't do that, but I have drinking some piss.
Have you?
You drank piss? All right, thank you for
leaving. No, he drank in it.
Yeah, he's drinking it. For sexual gratification?
Yeah, straight from the tap.
So you had a guy piss in your mouth?
Yep.
On purpose?
Yes.
Did he aim, or were you just, like,
were you knobbing on
like
it?
A T?
On my knees in a bathtub.
In a bathtub.
Oh, so you were prepared? You're like, okay, just piss in my face, piss in my mouth, and I'll be in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Is this before or after the act? The real act, or is this the act? For you?
This was before.
Oh, and, so you got the pee out before you started the real deal.
My God, man.
Wow.
And I've done some other activities.
Have you ever...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, what?
You went from drinking piss and you've done other things, too. Is it worse than drinking piss?
Well, if you consider pissing inside someone's asshole, worse.
Pissing inside someone's asshole?
Hmm. Yeah.
Now,
I have so many questions.
Did you piss in the guy's asshole that pissed in your mouth?
No, that would be a different situation.
A different guy, because I was like, I think that's...
So,
What would you rather be the recipient of? The piss in the mouth or getting your asshole pissed in?
I would rather, I like it all. So.
Did you swallow the pee?
Yeah.
Did it taste like pee?
Well, you see, if you're into that sort of thing, you really get into drinking water, and, like, you don't do it, like, if the piss is rank, you just kind of be sure that you're both drinking
hydrated,
a lot of water.
Right. You haven't been out drinking
so
all
So if
night.
A guy takes you out on a first date and he's eating asparagus, you're like, this ain't going anyplace.
Right.
Now, I thought it wasn't, and somebody else had talked about it. Somebody called, I remember, like Bill or I don't know who called and said, but I thought it was impossible or super-duper hard, pardon the pun, to piss while you're inside.
It takes some practice.
Because you're there and you're like, okay, now go, and you're like, I can't.
Yeah,
you
probably know you have a full bladder going in.
Yeah, yeah, you do it. Like I said, you got to be really hydrated, and you really got to be ready to go, and
You ever pissed in your own mouth?
Yeah, I have. That's how I originally got started with it.
And that was just to turn yourself on, or what?
Well, what actually happened is I am kind of a good-looking, well-endowed guy, and I started making videos, and I started making money with it.
So you were sucking your own dick?
No, I can't suck my own dick. I wish I could. I would have never left.
How close can you get?
I can actually lick the tip.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's impressive. I swear, you're probably a couple Pilates classes away from actually being able to do it. You have a flat stomach?
I'm real fit, but trust me, I've tried like hell. I can't do it.
I'm just going to have to piss in
the
face.
But you can lick the tip. That's kind of cool. So you could lick the tip while you're using your hand on yourself. Takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
All right. And then, did the guy know you were going to piss in his ass?
Yeah. Like, you don't go into that kind of thing where you just surprise somebody.
But you were also having unprotected gay sex. That's a little worrisome.
It's more. It's more fun. Every man knows it's better.
So did you like after you got done pissing in this guy's ass? Did you lay down and let him like diarrhea pissy shits all over you?
That's what I was going to ask.
Oh,
where
God,
does it
no.
go?
No, I don't want.
Well, it'd be like an enema.
Yeah,
right?
It'd have to come back out. It's like Heidi's getting her flushed out by that Dr. Deeney chick.
Can he just like clinch and hold it in and get to the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just. Yep.
Well,
exactly.
You figure. I mean, you got a whole thing going on here. You got to take the shower, the shitty pissy shower.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you let that person go first.
But what does he claim? Like you do that, likes the warm stream that shoots inside of him.
Yeah, I mean
the feeling of being full.
Yeah, it's.
You know how you can feel full when you get all the water pumped in you.
Yeah,
but it's
like
that's not good because then all of a sudden, if enough water goes in there, you get that cramp, like, oh, yeah,
it's the gay guy's version of hitting the back wall. Right?
Yeah, because
I'm guessing I know the answer to this question. I am just curious. Eric, have you eaten asshole?
Of course he has.
Oh, I mean, oh, him.
North Carolina.
I meant
North Carolina,
you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've done that?
Oh, my God, have I eaten asshole.
Okay, now, have you done that with a guy that you, like, literally just met in a bar and you go out into a car or an alley or something or a bathroom stall?
No.
Listen.
No.
No? I know people have done that. That's why I
asked. That's more situations where you kind of, well, I mean, for me, I mean.
Who eats asshole in an alley? Nobody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
So someone can stick their butthole up to a glory hole and somebody will tongue it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yeah, Frank. All shapes and sizes of people in this world.
Or you can stick your butthole up to a glory hole and get it fucked. Have you done that?
Have you had anonymous sex?
The most anonymous I've had is just, like, meeting somebody online and, you know, hooking up. But I'm not the person who would go into a restroom and have sex.
Have you ever had sex with a guy whose name you didn't know?
Quite a few times.
My God, that blows my mind.
Like, what's the quickest of meeting a guy to he's in your ass?
Well, in my ass, that's different.
Oh, you're a top. Mm-hmm.
All right, so the quickest of meeting a guy where you're in his ass?
Minutes.
1 minute, you just met him, and a minute, 60 seconds later, you're in his ass?
So I'm saying guys are, like, guys, gay guys and straight guys are exactly alike.
You see somebody,
no, 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 listen, you would fuck a girl in a minute, after a minute of knowing her, if she would let you. Just like a gay guy, but the thing is, you're dealing with two guys that are like, you are fucking hot, we gotta fuck right now. And the guy's like, fuck yeah, we'll fuck right now. Now, you say that to a girl, and she's like, excuse me?
Hey, Smeezy, do you know the band Collective Soul?
What?
Do you know the band Collective Soul?
Yes, of course.
Do you remember the kind of cute curly haired? I think he was the bassist.
No.
Say yes.
I do remember that gentleman. I don't find him cute, but yes.
Oh well, I actually went to one of their concerts in Raleigh, North Carolina, and that guy was laying eyes on me, and he pointed to me at the end of a set, and I went backstage with him. And I was fucking him within a minute from that situation.
1 minute, you're idle.
Collective hole, it sounds like. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see a picture of this guy, and I have to see a guy that Eric fucked within a minute of meeting him.
Yeah, because you look it up. Find it.
Oh, my God. Wow, Eric.
Actually, I'm going to conference call Eric with Gay Anthony.
Okay. Oh. See if we can make a match.
All right. Hey, Gay Anthony, say hello to Gay Eric.
Hey, Anthony.
Oh, my God. This is exciting.
Okay. So, I'm not going to lie. I've done the Home Alone face like 6 or 7 times during this call because it's taken so many turns.
It really has.
I can't even, I'm verklempt right now. I can't even talk properly about it. Like, I don't know, like, what to do.
Have you not, you can't relate to anything that Eric is saying?
I can't relate to all of it because I don't want to make it sound like I'm better than him, but I have a different set of core values when it comes to being intimate with somebody
mm-hmm.
than he does.
So you would never have
value.
He doesn't.
Yeah, Gay Anthony has the 7-minute ass program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and Gay Anthony would not even be able to, like, we probably wouldn't even end up in the same bar.
How many guys you been with, Gay Anthony?
I can probably count them on 2 hands. It's not been a lot.
And, well, that's good, actually.
And Gay Eric?
I could say 2 hands within the past 3 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, my God!
And you do crazy shit with all of them, right?
No, not with all of them. Most of them are just guys who... Most often, it's guys who just... Because I'm kind of a good-looking, well-built...
Yeah, we get
it. Right-hung guy, I know.
We get it, you're good-looking.
Okay, hang on, Eric. So have you ever just had regular old missionary gay sex?
Oh, yeah.
So you're just saying you're up for anything. You're not into...
Doggy style was like missionary to the gays.
No, missionary is still missionary.
No, that's not true.
Missionary is still the standard for homosexual men.
Right.
That's the standard.
No, not the standard.
I don't know that it's a standard.
Yeah, like missionary to a straight couple is the standard. That is step one. What is it to gay men? What's the standard position?
I would say for men, because you're face-to-face kissing and you get into it and the legs go up, and that's the more loving kind of...
That's making love for gay men.
So you put the guy's legs on your shoulders?
They can go wherever they want to.
Oh my God, you're grossing me out. All right, so now you mentioned several times how good looking you were, Gay Eric, and
you
how you're fit, you're a big guy, you're good looking, and you got and have you ever been with a woman?
Yeah, I actually was married.
And were you gay the whole time?
Yeah, I think I was one of those who knew I was gay from a young age and just really hated myself for a while, and it took me a long time to deal with it.
But you're good looking. Your wife was probably hot.
Yep, hot redhead.
What was wrong with the pussy? What made you go gay?
I just think I was always gay from the get-go. Right.
But didn't you like pussy?
Yeah, I do. I've had really good sex with women, but I hate being around the bitches.
Well, everybody hates that.
That's straight guys too.
Seriously, we don't start getting pissed in our mouth because we can't stand talking to a woman.
God, women are such bitches. Give me your dick and put it in my ass.
Seriously.
Yeah, I've never said that.
That's funny.
Well, see, they're just like in any sort of situation, there are very many different shapes and sizes of gay people.
Well, here's a story for you guys, I guess, since I got you online, Gay Anthony and Gay Eric calling from Asheville, North Carolina. If you'd like to join in this conference call, 888-520-4374 is the number, 888-520-HF-SHOW. You can also tweet the show at Heidi and Frank or email us show at HeidiandFrank.com. Now, here's the story. What if, all right, I'll ask Eric Scott Smith.
Sure.
If you were in a bathroom and urinal.
Okay.
And you're just, you know, casually looking at the wall, pissing, then you look down, and in the drain, you think you see an eyeball. full-on eyebrow, looking around.
Looking?
Yeah, what would you do?
Oh, that would be my worst fear, because I don't usually use urinals unless it's an emergency.
You should play that sound drop at the kid running away from the beaver.
Running away from the beaver. It's an otter.
Yeah. Holy shit!
This is what happened. It was at a pub in England. A gentleman was using the urinal, and it seemed there was a pair of eyes looking at him from within the hole in the urinal. The customer convinced the manager that he wasn't crazy, because he went out there and was like, chap, I think you might have an issue in the loo.
Yeah, your urinal has a personality.
He convinced the manager that he wasn't crazy, and the manager went to poke around in the washroom area. Next to the loo was a door out to the fire escape, and when he opened it up, you have this picture, don't you, Ian? Piss freak, I sent it to you this morning. When he opened up the door to investigate, a piss-soaked man pushed past him, running out of the pub yelling, I didn't do anything!
Oh, my God!
He's piss-soaked!
What?
I didn't do it! A chunk of wall had been removed behind the men's toilets and urinals, and the urinal piping disassembled, so the pipes would leak out into the hole. And also in that hole was a headrest made from paper towels and a snorkel.
A snorkel! Oh, my God.
So, yes, some piss-loving freak had made his own personal urine dungeon so that the unsuspecting pub-goers were funneling their pee onto his face.
And those were like, that's pub pee. That's like, that's a lot of, that's beer pisses.
You have
that's the rank pee.
The picture is up right now. That's where the guy broke away the wall, and he was laying his, see the open hole of the urinal? He was laying his head down there, and guys would come in and piss, and he was just getting their piss on his face.
Why? Well, I guess.
Hey, man, guys, I got to run. I'm at the gym, and a hot guy just headed to the locker room. I got to go change.
All right, man.
Bye, Eric. Let's keep you.
Later, man.